Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Schuster chips, follows. There's the chip and chase.
And there is a lot of big news in sport to talk about today. And so who else will we turn to other than the sports editor of the Nightly, Ben McClellan? Ben, Josh Schuster out at Manly.
Yes. So he was on a lot of coin, around $800,000 a year. Hadn't played in the first grade Manly side. They've got a new coach, Seibold, who took over after Des Hasler left. Schuster appeared to be in the grand plans for Hasler. He had played in the as a 5'8", but we've learnt today that Manly has told Josh that he is free to join another club. He's contracted with the Seagulls to the end of 2027. So depending on where this ends up, the Seagulls will probably still end up paying some of his contract to essentially offload him. But yeah, he's basically become a bit of an albatross on the salary cap for the Seagulls. And hasn't really been able to find his groove there.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. So Seibold obviously is not a fan of Schuster.
No.
Hasn't picked him at all in the top squad this year. He's, as you say, he's getting 800 grand a year from a contract that he only signed last year.
Yes.
And it ties him to the club until 2027.
Correct.
And we're, five, six games into the season.
Well, interestingly, he actually got benched playing for the New South Wales Cup, which means, you know, Manly is saying he's not even good enough to play in our second 13, let alone our first 13. So, yeah, look, I mean, it's unfortunate for Josh. He's got a lot of potential, a lot of talent. You know, like I said, they wanted to try and turn him into a partner for Daly Cherry Evans. That didn't pan out. And to be honest, the writing was probably on the wall when they signed Luke Brooks to join that halves pairing. That's obviously been hugely successful so far with the Eagles, you know, with them enjoying that massive win over Penrith last weekend. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm sure there'll be plenty of clubs who will be keen to see if Josh will work with them, and his future might lie possibly, you know, out on the edge in the second row.
Well, and he's not the only one that's on the outer in the NRL.
No.
Oh, of course I'm angry. I'm frustrated, angry. I was sad, all the emotions, I guess, yesterday. I do want to be out there on the field.
Yeah, that's Rabbitohs hooker Damien Cook, who has been axed.
Yes. Yeah, the Cook fall from grace has been quite phenomenal, really. I mean, this guy was, you know, one of the best players for the Blues. He was the sort of go-to hooker, instrumental in South sort of, you know, go forward. But now not only can he not get a Guernsey in the run-on side and come off the bench, which is often the case with hookers, where they'll play two hookers so they can interchange them, he's been named as 18th man. So for the first time in a long time, you know, without injury being a factor, Cook has not been picked in their top 17. So that's massive. I guess the raw emotion you heard there on the interview shows that he was shocked by that decision by Jason Demetriou. As we know, the South coach is under siege. He's fighting for his position. So I guess he's decided on some fairly drastic measures, probably sending a signal to some of the other senior players that, look, if Cook can go, any of you can go. So, yeah, it'll just be really fascinating to see how South respond to this. As we've already spoken about, it would appear Jason is up against it in keeping his job. You know, it's going to take a win or a pretty hard-fought loss to keep him in a job this weekend.
Yeah, against the Sharks. We'll wait and see.